Welcome. My name is Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today the topic is, when do the ends justify the means? Trick question, never! But it is something that I've been thinking a lot about lately, and I'll get into more why I'm thinking about it and why I think the answer is never. Because when you are caught up in the ends, when you are thinking about your destination, and you're so focused on the destination and the importance of getting there, that you are willing to compromise your values, to sacrifice the things that are important to you, you are getting very caught up in the confidence of your own mind and your own thoughts and your own ideas. There's the way you're going and the place you're headed and the place you're going to end up is really just an idea. We make your best guess, head in a direction, and then start to kind of tune in and recalibrate as you go. But if you are going to get attached to a destination and then do whatever it takes to get there, you lose all credibility in terms of the value of that place. Instead, if you can tune into where you're supposed to be in the moment, where your values are in the first decision of this journey, and make each decision from this place of authenticity and alignment with your values, it may not lead to the place that you want to go. The ends may not be ever realized, or it might be totally different. I would argue that's you in partnership with the universe. That's you learning as you go. That's you receiving the guidance that others or your inner self or your deeper self are giving you as you go. But if you decide in advance, I need to get there no matter what, then all of these collaborators, internally and externally, are silenced. And then the only one guiding you is your ego, which is so susceptible to being tweaked and manipulated and misunderstanding your place in it all. The reason why I started thinking about this is because as I am planning for Burning Man this year, my 21st burn, and organizing the Pink Heart Camp, there is a tendency in any organization, as things get more complicated and you have these goals, it can be very stressful to try to realize those goals. And if you are not constantly checking back in with your mission, checking back in with the reason why you're doing everything, it can be tempting, if not just outright, like it seems the clear way to get to where you're going, to act in a way that is out of alignment with your values or your purpose in the first place. The example I'm thinking of is at Pink Heart, we have a Esplanade camp, gets very crowded during certain events, and we are responsible for keeping this main road clear of bicycles. Burning Man has not done a great job so far in educating people of how important it is to keep the Esplanade and all the streets clear of bicycles. So when you're in the go with the flow, everything is magical and amazing vibe, and you see something rad, you drop your bike and go to it. I've been guilty of this many times. But what happens is then bikes start to pile up and block the roads, which then block emergency access, which then makes the rangers upset, which makes everyone upset, and maybe not upset, but it creates a crisis that needs to be salt. So the responsibility comes on the camps to keep these roads clear. So you put up a sign. Yeah, that does not work. So then you have to have staff that are constantly saying, hey, I'm sorry, can you not park there? Can you park over here? Can you move your bike? Can I move your bike for you? Can you move your bike? And after hour 4, 5, 6, 7, day 6 of doing that, you just want to go, move your damn, no, you can't park there. Please, no, 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 please. And this is not anyone's fault. This is the desire to get to the ends. We need to keep this clear. And if me being a loving, soft, pink heart person is not making that happen quick enough, then I'm going to go to my anger place. It's like, I've seen parents working with their kids, you know, and no one's listening. And then you yell at the kid and then zoom, they brush their teeth. And that is a temptation that we have experienced at Pink Heart. And so we try to remind ourselves, like, hey, everything is an opportunity to practice what we preach. The way you do one thing is the way you do everything. That means even enforcing the rules, even catching someone sneaking through our camp, we don't go, motherfucker, what are you doing? We say, hey, this is an opportunity, even in this space of you know, enforcement. Can we do it from that place of love? Can we do it from a place of education? Can we make our means the objective, or our means in alignment with the ends? And it's challenging, super challenging. And it's why it has to be sort of a practice. And it's why I've been thinking about this. When does the ends justify the means? Like, and so I started thinking of examples that when it might be acceptable. What about if a kid asked you a question about the world or terrorism or something horrific, and you are afraid that answering honestly is going to do damage or harm that this kid is not available to receive or process at that age. However, your values are honesty. So if you tell a white lie or protect them from truth, does that ends justify the means? And as I think about it, I think it just takes a re-evaluation of the means. If the means is tell the truth, then that's a huge dilemma. If the means is act in a way to parent and raise a kid in a most loving and value-infused way, then there can be room in there to perhaps withhold some information so that they can get to where they need to go. That is a super slippery slope, I recognize. It is something that I've been thinking about lately with my own projects as I am working on this coaching program. And I am realizing there are means to get to these ends that are new to me. The ends are new. The means potentially are new. And as I study and learn from people who have success in these realms, they sometimes will suggest I do something or tell me I cannot do something, which feels out of alignment, which feels like, oh, so if I want to get people enrolled in my program, I need to adjust the means that I would normally do it in. For example, my tendency, what feels right to me is to share my experiences, is to say, this is a new experience and I am having challenges. I am having growth experience. I'm having some insecurity and anxiety as I do things that I've never done before. And it feels challenging for me to withhold that information. However, from what I'm told, if I share that information, if I share my insecurities at this stage in the process of getting someone to enroll, the chance of them signing up is much lower. So if the ends is not making a sale, the ends is I want to help this person. But if I am 100% transparent through the process, I could give them an excuse or a reason to say, this isn't right for me. Do I adjust my means to be bigger picture in the same way that a parent might adjust their means to go, actually, my goal is to help this person. How can I be in alignment through this process while not being totally transparent? I believe in total transparency. Is it a betrayal of total transparency to adjust the means to avoid it in this process? I'm not sure if that makes any sense. But it is something that I'm thinking about. And I think it also, like, in terms of, like, politics right now. And I struggle because I look at situations that, say, the Democrats might be in, where, and you perhaps I'm wrong on all counts, and I apologize if I'm pushing anyone in the wrong direction or saying something that hurts anyone's beliefs or attacks them. But it feels to me that Republicans have been more ruthless in their game plane of politics and more effective in things like saying we're not going to entertain a Supreme Court justice until the new president is in. Now, if the Democrats believe that the ends justify the means, or the ends do not justify the means, then they're going to be crushed more and more and more and more as they act in alignment with their values and allow themselves to be trounced over and over again. So it's like, wait, do I want the righteous people to be less righteous so that the least righteous people are less victorious? I may have to say that. I think I'm going to have to watch that archive to understand what I just said there. But it really comes down to me, or for me, to the mantra that I put on everything, the sticker that I put on all my water bottles and everything I own, which is be present, have integrity, align with love. Rather than being focused on the outcome, rather than being focused on the destination, tune back into the present moment and follow those steps. If I can be present and integrity and align with love, what can my action be there? Can my action be one where I do not totally confess my insecurities in that moment? Actually, yes. That does not feel like a betrayal. Okay. As a parent, can I be in alignment? Yes. What is the next act I can take from that place of presence, of alignment, of love? And if that becomes the game plan, then you can kind of let the ends work themselves out and have a sort of faith that when you have that alignment, when you have that presence, when you have that love, and you work and act from that place, you will call in your collaborators, which is your inner wisdom, which is guidance from the outside, which is luck and fate and synchronicity. The same factors that have pulled us all to be sharing this moment right now. Who knows where it will lead, but it will be perfect when we trust and come from that place. Thank you. I love you.